So, you have a new Captain America movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So the last time we saw Sam Wilson was in his Disney Plus show, and he solved everything by telling a senator to do better.
Oh yeah, that was so iconic, the way he was like, you're not very good at your job. Is he gonna save the day with a speech to a politician in this one too?
Well, I don't wanna spoil it, but yeah, he totally is.
Oh my god, this is why people watch superhero projects.
Yeah.
So tell me about this thing.
Well, what if I told you that part of the plot revolves around mining rights?
I would scream.
Part of the plot revolves around mining rights.
Oh my god.
So what kind of mining rights?
Well, remember in the Eternals there was a giant celestial head that popped out of the earth and then we never spoke about it again?
Introducing concepts and characters and not referencing them again is part of the brand now.
Right, well I figure we start tying up some of these loose ends, so turns out the celestial head is full of adamantium.
That's the stuff Wolverine uses to stab people.
It is, so the president of the United States freaking wants a treaty about this stuff.
And who's the president?
Thaddeus Ross, remember him?
Yeah, kinda.
And also remember Dr. Samuel Stearns from The Incredible Hulk almost 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, we teased something about him back in the day, didn't we?
We did, and in this movie, we're gonna pay it off.
Let the tease ripen for a couple of decades, sure.
Yeah, and so President Ross is a little sad because he's now estranged from his daughter, Betty Ross. Remember her from The Incredible Hulk almost 20 years ago?
Wait, is this a Captain America sequel or an Incredible Hulk sequel?
Well, sir, that's none of your business.
What?
So anyway, Captain America and Falcon get invited to this summit by the president, and they bring that old super soldier Isaiah Bradley with them.
Okay.
But then during the summit, he and a couple of other people get mind controlled and try to kill the president.
Oh no, how'd they get mind controlled?
Well, turns out Stearns has a big old scrotum brain now, because he was exposed to Bruce Banner's blood in The Incredible Hulk almost 20 years ago.
Did you say scrotum brain?
And he's so smart, he can do all kinds of things, like calculate probabilities real good.
Oh, so he's like always right about the things that are gonna happen?
Rarely, if ever.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Isaiah Bradley gets arrested, and this former Black Widow, who's the head of Ross's security, she stops the other mind-controlled people.
Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna cast someone distractingly small to play her.
Great. Wait, what? Why?
So then what happens?
Well, Sam starts to investigate, and he gets ambushed by Sidewinder from the Serpent Society, who he had a little run-in with earlier in the movie.
Okay.
So then there's gonna be this cool action scene where it's gonna be like, oh no, is Captain America gonna be able to beat up this guy in his mid-60s?
Is he?
He is.
Beating up senior citizens is tight.
So through that guy, they find out about this old black site where they find old scrotum brain Samuel Stearns.
Please stop saying that.
Yeah, and so it turns out that President Ross had, like, fully blamed the events of The Incredible Hulk almost 20 years ago on Stearns and kept him imprisoned here.
Why?
Well, he made him use his intelligence to help make him president, and then he said he'd pardon him, but he totally didn't.
Rude.
Yeah, and so Stearns is pretty upset about that and wants to sabotage him.
Kinda understandable.
So Stearns mind controls some fighter pilots and creates a big old conflict with Japan around the Celestial Island.
Uh-oh.
So Captain America surfs on a missile and saves the day, but Falcon gets hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, because I don't really want him in the third act of the movie.
Why not?
Well, because this is a Captain America movie. It's his journey. He's the one who has to be present while Thaddeus Ross has a character arc.
Got it.
But before that third act, Bucky Barnes is gonna show up.
Oh boy, they're gonna team up again?
No, he just gives Sam a little pep talk and leaves. He's gotta go.
Oh, he's not gonna help out.
No, he's busy. He's got other stuff to do.
Okay.
So anyway, then there's gonna be this big reveal that Stearns was actually giving Ross little doses of gamma radiation through these heart pills he was making for him.
And what does that mean?
It means that the frickin' president's gonna turn into frickin' Red Hulk.
Oh, there's our trailer right there.
Wait, no.
There's our poster. There's our marketing.
Well, this whole movie's kinda leading up to that as a big reveal.
Big Red Hulk. Oh boy, that's a movie people wanna see.
That really takes the wind out of my air sails.
Hulk smash!
Okay, so anyway, all the Secret Service agents, they start shooting at the Hulk, but that's not doing anything.
They just immediately start firing at the president.
They do.
Huh.
So now Captain America starts fighting him, and he brings them over to these cherry blossoms where Ross said he used to go with his daughter.
Okay.
And he tries to talk him down, but it doesn't work. He is simply too angry and hulky.
Yikes. Well, gonna be tough to beat him now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, they're gonna fight a little bit, and then Sam's gonna talk him down.
Didn't he just try that?
Well, yeah, but this time it works.
Why?
Because.
Well, okay then.
So then he resigns as president and voluntarily puts himself inside that big raft prison, and his daughter's gonna show up to visit him.
Well, if we're gonna have a Betty Ross cameo, why not have her be the one to show up at the cherry blossoms and have that be the reason the speech works this time?
Hey, shut up, and so Stearns...
Oh yeah, what happened with Stearns? How do they stop him?
Oh, he turned himself in. He's all done.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, the movie's done, so he stopped trying to do stuff.
Well, that's nice of him.
Oh, he is gonna have a post-credit scene where he's in the raft and he tells Sam, hey, did you know there are gonna be more movies in the future? There's gonna...
Stuff's gonna happen.
Very cool. Hey, should we have Bruce Banner show up since this movie seems to be wrapping up a bunch of his storylines?
No.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Oh, I mean, we've got Captain America, we've got a big old Red Hulk. I think Marvel is back, baby.
Yeah, people are gonna go nuts for this.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.